We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Amar Nachman, Amar L'Shnayim Tshuva V'Kitch L'Yis Isha. Like we paskin before already, that Shliach Naseid. So you told two people, go Mekash Isha for me. Hein Shluchov, Hein and Edom. They could be the Shlichim and the Edom. They could be both the agent and the Edom, because there's no problem for the Shliach to be an Ed, like we just established before. That's halacha by kedushin, and the Gemara says v'chein v'gerushin. The same halacha is by gerushin as well. That it could be a shliach naseid v'chein on top of amavayz v'chein v'dinim mamonis. The same halacha applies to dinim mamonis. But mamonis also, if you send two guys to do something, a job for you, they could be the edim. And the Gemara says I have to tell you three things. We're saying gerushin, we're saying kedushin, and we're saying dinim mamonis. You have to tell me all three things. V'chein v'dinim mamonis v'tzricha. You have to tell me all three halachas. If you only told him Kedushin, so there are two Edom are coming to answer this Isha on the whole world. So there, why should they lie? They're making it bad for them. They're answering this lady on the whole world, so no reason they should lie. And therefore, we believe them. Maybe that these two Shluchim, they maybe want to marry her themselves, so maybe they're lying. So therefore, maybe they won't be believed. Okay, Lamaisa, even if they're looking to marry her, they both can't marry her. So therefore, it's not so big a shasha. But by mom and Ema, Hani Miflik Vigim, they're planning on splitting it. Tzrichi. So you need to tell me all three halachas of the Shliach Naseid, that there, the Shliach is believed, and we're not choshesh for any negeya b'dava, there's a baldava, he's believed all three things. Any others? Anyone? Dr. Gemara. Now, what's the case of dinim mamonis? We're saying dinim mamonis, we stand by kedushin and gerushin is very simple. You sent a shliach or two people to give kedushin, they're both edim as a kedushin. My gerushin also. You sent two edim to give a gerushin, they're both edim on the gerushin. What is the case of mamonis? Maikasava. So the case of money is that Reuven owes Shimon money. Shimon's the malva, and Reuven owes money. So Reuven sends two edim here with the money. They come back and say, we did our job, we paid Shimon. Now, a few days later, Shimon says, hey, Reuven, you owe me money. Reuven says, I have Edom that I paid you. Those two Edom. But the problem is they're Shluchim. So that's what we're saying, they're believed. So Mar says, Maikasa, what do you owe? Well, what do we hold? Ikasa Amava, Chavera Be'edim, Tzarech Chavera Be'edim. If you hold that someone who lends Be'edim, you have to pay back Be'edim. So then the kasha is, that Hani Noigim Be'edis Dinu. Then Taka, these two Shluchim are Taka Negei Be'edis. Why? Because it's right, Rashi says, it's very probable that when Reuven, who's a loiva, gave the money to the two shlichim to bring to Shimon, he gave it with Edom. Now, if those two don't give the money to Shimon, you know who's responsible? They have to pay back Reuven with Edom, because they took money to bring to Shimon. If they don't pay Shimon, they're going to have to pay back to Reuven, and then they have Edom for that. So then they gave it off to say they paid it up. The E, loy, the Amri Loi Parin, if they say that I didn't pay, Amalahu Parun, he's going to say, pay me back. So what must you hold? You must hold that Malva Achver Be'edim, Ain't Sar Achver Be'edim. If you hold that, then what do you need Edim for? So what do you have to Edim for? So Mar says, you know what the case is? The case really is, we hold Malva Achver Be'edim, Ain't Sar Achver Be'edim. The case here was that he's claiming that to Shimon, I paid you with those two guys. So once he says that, so now he needs Edus on that, because he's not claiming he paid himself. He said, I sent it with someone. So now you need Edus that it was paid up. But he said that he paid up with these two guys. So now the two messengers have a migu. A migu that they could say that I returned it to the loiva, because we hold the malva as chaver be'edim, ain't shofar be'edim. Since they can say that I drew the loiva, yechayin lemeimar perani lemalva, they can say that we paid the malva also. They have a migu. They can say they're not negated with anymore. Since they don't have to pay be'edim, they could say that I pay back the loiva. So yechamei perani lemalva. That's what they can say. V'hashto. So therefore, they have a migu, and therefore they're neman. They're not called a gave edus here, because they could say they're not worried about anything. Because worst, they'll say I pay back the loiva. They're believed. You don't pay edus. The margin like this: v'hashtiker bon shvuas heses. Now that they mesakin shvuas heses. Shvuas heses means that usually you're not chayav a shvuah unless you're made of mixas. But the Chazal made a new shvuah derabanan, that by kofar akol, if you deny the entire thing, you have to take a shvuah derabanan called shvuas heses. So now we have a problem here. Why? Because if they claim that they paid the loiva back, Let's say they say, where's my money? So they say, I paid you back. I give it back to you. You have to make a shvua. So now they have a reason to say they paid the malva. Because if not, they're going to have to make a shvua to the loiva, shvua's heses. So now they're going to get a bedava. Because if they don't say they paid the malva, they're going to have to make a shvua. So what's the halacha in such a case? In such a halacha in such a case, since the shvua's heses, they're not, taka not believed. And what they would do is, they would make a shvua to the loiva that they paid up the loiva. That's what they would do. They would make a shvua to the loiva that they paid up. That's what they have to do. And the malva will make a shvua that he never got it. And the malva will collect from loiva again. That's what's going to happen. Vahashta, you have to concentrate this again. Vahashta, take the rabbanon shvua heses. Mishtabi hani edim the yavinalei. The edim will swear that they gave it. Mishtabi malva, they can swear they gave it to the malva also. Out the loiva, they'll swear they gave it to the malva. Mishtabi malva loy shokalei. Uparalei loiva the malva. Means like this. Here, these two edim are chayav shvua. Okay? Chayav shvua heses. Their shvuas heses doesn't work that the malva got the money because they're not the baldova of the malva, the baldova of the loiva. So the loiva says, I gave you money to give to the malva. They say, I gave it to the malva, let's say. So and the malva saying, no, you didn't give it to me. So halacha is, they have to swear to the loiva that I gave it to the malva, and that's sufficient because they're the baldova of the loiva. Just like they can swear I paid it back to the loiva, they can swear I gave it to the malva. They swear their part. The malva says, I'm not accepting a shvua. I never believe those two people. I have nothing to do with them. I'm swearing I didn't get it. Loiva, give me the money. So Loiva, give me money. So then, that's the halacha. Loiva has to give him the money still. I, Tosef, says a kasha, a very simple question. Yes. That lechayr, why the two edim, huh? Shvua, look, they're kaifa kran, they have a shvua. They say I gave it. The question, like, but the malva says, I didn't get it, and the malva doesn't have to worry about their shvua. But tell you the question, we said really there's two edim here. And shtich nas eid. What was the whole problem with shtich nas eid? Because they gave a dava. Because they're not going to want to make a shvua that they paid back the loiva or they paid them out. They don't make a shvua. Here they made a shvua. They made a shvua ready to pay them out. So now let them work out eidim. Let them, now they're regular eidim. Let them be two eidim that they paid them out. Tosis is hashtag sakash. Tosis is a biggest side. Ava eidim atunim, like 10 lines in. Ava eidim atunim li shava koidim shi emenu devreim eimam shvedusam. Eidim is to be a pishnaim eidim. If you need a shvua to facilitate the edim, that's not a good edis. And therefore, it's not a good edis. And bottom line is here, that in this case, there won't be belief. So bottom line is, the shliach nas eid by dinu mamis won't work out so well. Even if you're malvein ein shor for edim, will be a problem, because the shvuas heses. And therefore, it really won't work out. There'll be a sukkah negei b'dava. Ad kan, the sukkah of shliach nas eid.
Why are you saying the edim of kisper?
Why the edim of kisper? Because any kofar calls the swear not after the kolam shvuas heses. Any one of them says something, The malva says, I never got it, and they're saying they gave it to you. So when it's kofar koil, and the loiva is saying, you know, what do you do? You gave it to them? Malva saying, I didn't get it from them. Then the halacha is, kofar koil, they have to make a shua. That's the halacha of Darabana. Tana asim, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin says, Naira Marasa, hiva via mekabmas gita. A Naira Marasa, she who's a gedayla, and her father, who still has a shus over her, can mekabal her get. Omer Rav Yehuda, Ein Shtai Yedayim Zeches Keachod. It's not possible for both of them to have a yad. If the Torah gave the father a yad, it took away the yad from her. Ela Via Mekabal Zgita, only the Via Mekabal get, and she has no yad to Mekabal the get. Rashi says, Nairam Rosh, Hu Adin LeKetana, which is really a Chazara of Rashi later on. Rashi says, by Ketana is the same thing, that according to the Tanakama, Hiva Avia Mekabal Gita. And according to Rav Yehuda, only the Avia. But there is a tzad in Rashi later on, which is still Rashi Ne'abei. Rashi is Dafka Nair of Ktananat, and Tosis already asked, points out that Rashi was Chayzah. So Akaponim, a few Rashi Chazara, and Tosis holds that Nairam Rasa is also by Ktana. Just Nairam Rasa Chish is that even a Naira, a few Rav Yehuda, can't accept the get herself. That's what it says Nairam Rasa. But who had done the same halachas by Ktana, according to Tanakama, both her and her father Mekabal Get. She can Mekabal Get because you don't need Das to Mekabal Get. And you don't need like a Das Kenyan, it's Balkarcha. And Rav Yehuda holds only the father. Now, another very important point is this dafka if the get is coming mina irisin. But if after nesuin, the father cannot accept the get because the isha mina nesuin is her own bala, she's her own shus. She doesn't have a shus of a father anymore. So from mina nesuin, she can't accept the get. That's what Rashi points out as well. Dafka mina irisin, not mina nesuin. Another halacha in this Mishnah is any isha that can't watch her get, which means she comes right back, cannot be misgarish. Cannot be Ms. Garish. And we will stop over here and continue next year from Onra Shlokish, from a new Gemara Onra Shlokish.